Now, this next guest is near and dear to my heart.
I know, yes, to all of our hearts. But you have a long experience, a long background and history with these folks.
That is correct. We have the Women in Aviation CEO Linda Kaufman here with us. Full disclosure, I am an avid Women in Aviation member. I participate on the membership committee, and I volunteer for them at all their conferences, and I believe in this. I absolutely believe in it. Sure. Women in Aviation is a big sister organization to EAA, and EAA Air Venture is a great place for you guys. Linda, welcome to Attitude Adjustment. Tell us what you're doing here at the show this year.
Great. Thank you so much, Amy, and thank you for having us, and thank you for being so involved and supporting us and helping us in our mission, because it is a fabulous mission. It's so important, the work that we do, so I really appreciate your support. So, first of all, congratulations on the lovely weather that you served up for the first day for EAA.
Sweet. We were totally involved in that.
Yes, I know. We were all behind that. We're really looking forward to this week. We have several events that we are hosting and participating in. Tomorrow, we are going to be moderating a panel of three pioneering women at the Women Venture location, and it'll be a panel discussion called The Sky is Unlimited. And it's going to be talking about women and how their stories and how they got started. And we have some fabulous guests. We have Olga Custodio, who's the first Latina pilot for the U.S. Air Force and American Airlines. And we also have Zyla Foxlin, and she's an amazing young woman. She's mm-hmm. an engineer, an airplane builder. She has a YouTube channel, so she's a YouTube influencer. And then we have two female airship pilots from Goodyear. We all know that it's Goodyear's 100th anniversary, so we'll have Jensen Kerver and Jessica Malidinovich. I hope I didn't like
that. Sounded
that.
Good
yes,
to me.
Yes. That's going to be tomorrow at the Women Venture Center from 10 to 11:15 a.m. And then on Wednesday morning we are going to be hosting our annual EAA Women in Aviation International Breakfast. And I am super excited about this because our keynote speaker, and I'm going to have the honor of interviewing her on stage, is Jennifer Homedy, the chair of the NTSB.
Oh, she is absolutely delightful and just such a knowledgeable and experienced human being when it comes to aviation safety.
Right. Right. We are so excited. And for all of you out there, if you haven't got your tickets yet, there's still tickets available. So you don't want to miss that and hear Jennifer, especially with everything that's going on in her world today.
Absolutely. And the history of Women Venture is interesting because Women in Aviation was really integral in creating Women Venture. And this goes way back.
Right, right.
we're talking more than 15 years ago now, 2008, 2007.
Right.
And it has been such a team effort over time. There's now a girls' camp that happens during this. Why is it so important to show up and do this every year?
It's so important to support, especially the youth and the young girls, and that's why you talked about the girls' camp. It's so important to nurture those dreams and to let young girls know, and girls that are, and young women that are interested in aviation, that they could do it. If they could dream it, they can do it. And we are all about breaking down barriers. Financial barriers, cultural barriers, whatever barriers they are, that's what we're here for. So if you dream it, you could do it. Our statement is, we envision a world where the sky is open to all, where aviation and aerospace dreams are possible without barriers. So that's what we're about. So that's why this work is so important.
I'm sorry. So I'm a guy, so
I noticed.
But I don't know if that's good or bad. Do you guys still do? It was you folks who did the big group picture every year. Do you still do the group picture? Or
Yes.
Yeah. I remember when that first got started, and it was always a very gratifying thing to see it happen anyways, but the thing I found very notable about it was to watch that group grow every year.
Yes.
It got bigger and bigger and bigger, and it almost seemed to me like it was starting to get too big to do the picture, even though it was really important. And I mean, I think that obviously is a symbol of the progress that's being made. Still a lot of progress to be made yet, but progress has been made. Another perspective is, I know over the years that I've been coming to Oshkosh for a long time, I'm sad or happy to say, and in the early days of my coming to Oshkosh, you saw girls and women here who clearly appeared to be here as a companion of a guy who was the pilot. And that's really changed over the years. It's now very, very apparent that there are women here who are pilots, who are aviation fans, and they're not just a companion of someone.
Right.
And the progress is great. How would you characterize the progress that needs to still be made?
Well, there's still a lot of work that we have to do, but the progress is very encouraging. We were just at our booth. As our booth opened up this morning, and by the way, we're in Hangar B, 2021. But you could see a lot of young women and women that are in all different areas of aviation, not just pilots. I just spoke right before we came over with a woman who is in air traffic control. We have engineers. That's how I started. I started out with United Airlines as an aircraft engineer many years ago. We have dispatchers. We have mechanics. We have lawyers, accountants. So if you could dream it and you love aviation, you could do it. But there is still a lot of work. There's still, this industry still has, women are still underrepresented in this industry. If you look at the industry, aviation industry as a whole, it's about 20% women. But if you factor out the traditional female role professions, such as, you know, flight attendants, customer service agents, it drops down to 6%.
Yeah.
And that is still too low, so there is a lot of work that has to do, and a lot of work that we have to step up our game with some of the rhetoric that we're hearing currently in, you know, in the media and some of the backlash. So, but, you know, that's nothing new for us, and we're up for the challenge.
Yeah. You're listening to the Attitude Adjustment Hour here on EA Radio. I'm Jack Hodgson with Amy Labota, and we're talking with Linda Kaufman, the CEO of Women in Aviation International.
Linda, there's more going on this week here, and you ticked on the financial side of things, and Women in Aviation's got a scholarship fund.
Yes.
And we've got some scholarships that are going to be, that are open for application, and that is one of the big, great give backs of this organization.
Yes.
Certainly for me, in my heart, has gotten very big over the time that I've been involved with it, watching people succeed by coming in, getting those scholarships, and taking that training down the road.
Correct. The scholarship program for us really is at the heart of what we do as well. It's one of the programs that we have just so much passion and energy around. But yes, our scholarship program just opened up on the 15th, and we have 60 scholarships available. So members, you have to be a member of Women in Aviation International, but members are welcome to apply for scholarships. And the for between July 15th and October 15th, and then we award them on December 15th. So for all of you out there that are listening, if you have that dream, go online to wai.org, apply. And you know, our saying internally is, and it's true, scholarships change lives. And we've had a lot of women come back to us who have been scholarship awardees that they've really said they couldn't have done it without the scholarships from WAI.
And it's the entire little competition out there.
It is an air show.
But it's the breadth of the industry, of aerospace and engineering, and those scholarships are about what do you want to be?
Absolutely.
So maybe you don't want to be a pilot. that's okay.
Yeah.
We probably still have a scholarship
Absolutely.
For you. I mean, that's what's so exciting, and it's a little bit different than a lot of other organizations out
Absolutely.
There.
Absolutely.
I think that's one of the big things about it. You're doing a meet and greet at that hangar, B2041 again? When's that going to be? I think I see Tuesday and Wednesday, so
on Tuesday.
There's coaching going on.
Looks like it's in the afternoon.
Yeah, so there's a meet and greet at
You can say it out loud.
Tomorrow? Yeah, say it out loud. Yeah.
At our booth tomorrow.
At
our
booth.
Yeah. Will be there.
There we go.
There you go.
Okay.
Yeah,
very good.
And Wednesday we've got Michelle Mace Curran.
Yeah. That's very exciting.
Oh, yes.
So I want to make sure that people
know. Mace Curran is going to be there. You have to come and meet Mace Curran. Absolutely.
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay.
She was a keynote speaker at our conference in Denver just this past March.
Yeah, she was. And
she's amazing.
She's really, really amazing. She's got a book out and she's signing books. I know that's all happening. So we are just wrapping up with you, but Linda, come see Linda. You've got panels tomorrow.
Panel tomorrow, and that will be, again, a Women Venture, and that will be from 10 to 11:15.
Fantastic. I got to go by there and pick up my T-shirt.
Get your T-shirt. Get them early before they run out.
That's what we're going to do. Thank you so much, Linda, for coming on Attitude Adjustment Hour.